Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Thursday. Lisa Newell joins us. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Every Thursday, we get a preview of what's in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey. Well, there's a lot in the paper. And, you know, talking about a lot in the paper, we've got the emergency management people of Santa Rosa County. They don't have anything to be worried about quite yet, but they're making sure that everything is working, all the systems work together, all the people know where to be, what to do, just in case we have anything that pops up. And, you know, it could be any day now that something does happen. We certainly hope that's not the case. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a hurricane. It could be a flood, which we did have some flooding earlier this week. Could be all kinds of different tornadoes or whatever. But it's good to make sure all those systems are working. And I'm glad to hear that they did get all that together. And apparently you were there as well.
I was, yeah. And it's as you say, practice for one kind of an event produces experience that can be useful in many different kinds of incidents, right? So, you know, it's not only very specific to a hurricane. So it's a good thing to see them practice that. And big event, you know, lots of people there. You've got a story about a men's group working on human trafficking.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people think of human trafficking as a women's issue. It's something that women need to, you know, really work on. There is a man who is trying to make sure that men understand their role and how they can help curb human trafficking. And his name is Bruce Bailey. He's got an organization called Safe in the Panhandle. He's actually putting on a free breakfast at the Point on June 19th, next Thursday morning. And it's going to be about a way for men to understand how to identify human trafficking, how to, you know, maybe help get involved to curb it. Because as he says, it's, you know, you have to have the demand for it. That's what's driving it.
Right.
So if you can stop the demand, then you can hopefully get a hold of this situation, which is out of control. We're finding out all the time about how this corridor is a major human trafficking corridor because of I-10 and, of course, you know, the beaches and the tourism and things like that. So I applaud him for trying to make this into a everyone's problem rather than just a woman's issue.
No, that's absolutely correct. You know, if there were no demand, there would be no industry. And so it is not it is not just a woman's issue who's the victim. It's the men who are the demand, right? The purchaser or the acquirer. It's a really good point. We've had this horrible story about this 79-year-old woman with dementia attacking her husband allegedly and then getting arrested because dementia, depending on what you present to the deputies, is not a, not a Baker Actable. But you guys have follow-up on this?
Well, we right now are just shocked to find out this poor woman is still in the Santa Rosa County Jail. So she was there as of Tuesday. 79-year-old woman, very ill with dementia. Unfortunately, some people do become violent. She'd mistook her husband many times for an intruder and had gone after him with different things. And then this last time, she was able to get a hammer and make contact with his skull. And he was injured, but he refused to go to the doctor or to the hospital after being treated by EMTs. But unfortunately, she was taken to jail, which I'm sure if she was very confused in her own home, she must be very confused to be in jail.
Well, we were talking to Sheriff Johnson about this on Monday, and basically what he said is somebody can, you know, be in the throes of a dementia episode when they commit the act, and then if they're, you know, basically stable and normal to the deputies don't really have the option, unfortunately, because if he's pressing charges, it's a very difficult thing because your symptoms can come and vary come and go so much, right?
Right. Of course, you want to protect this, her husband. And I don't know that other facilities would want to accept a person who's already been violent because they want to protect their other patients and their staff. It's really a big issue that I think we definitely need to be thinking about with more people aging and getting dementia,
yeah,
it seems like we need to have another alternative, and I'm not sure what the answer is.
Yeah, jail. I agree with you. Jail doesn't seem like a good solution at all. The Land Development Code Commission or committee is continuing to produce work and figuring out trees. Is that right?
Well, they're trying to work on a compromise, and some of the things that they're talking about is also these small subdivisions that, mm-hmm, you know, some of these small builders are saying that they are in danger of getting squeezed out by the larger ones, which we do have a lot of these national firms coming into Santa Rosa County. So that is another issue that they have been working on in addition to trying to find a compromise on how to stop the clear cutting. They have a very big task ahead of them. This is a very involved task to make everyone happy, and I'm glad that they're all working on it.
We have
a lot of issues to be ironed out.
if you want to see high stress environments, it's land development code, zoning board, you know, trees and subdivisions and building and infrastructure, the things that, until I basically lived here, I thought, I never probably thought about these things, and all of a sudden, oh my God, these really are the big things that affect people's quality of life and they care about. You've got the honor rolls are in the newspaper. Splash is out in this paper today. Is that right?
No, but it's on newsstands now, of course. And so it'll be out all month. And
gotcha.
Of course, we're working on July as well, which, you know, July is already becoming so busy with the Blue Angels and everything that happens in July. So yeah, we're working on that as well. But yeah, we've got a great paper chock full of stuff. The honor rolls, we want to make sure everyone knows if your child, if their name is not on the honor roll, and they should be, it may be because you did not file the paperwork with the school district that gave permission for it to be published.
Got it.
We ran into that whenever we published a list of all the graduates. Some people said, well, some people's names are not on there. But according to the school district, those parents had not given permission for their children's names to be published.
Which makes
sense,
yeah.
So it was a big hoo-ha, yes. We tried to make everyone happy, and then some people were not happy, and then we tried to figure out what had happened, and it turns out that the district was doing what they were supposed to do all along.
Look at that. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday. We'll talk to you next week, Lisa. Thanks for the time.
That's right. I hope to see you in the breeze, Andrew.
Yes, ma'am. John, David, Chris.
Anybody?
Eugene Pickens now with traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays that are going to hamper your way in. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Do you love your car? Seriously, do you love your car? Because if you don't, and if you kind of don't like me asking that question, well, maybe it's time for a change. Because, listen, you spend a lot of time in your car. You ought to enjoy it. You ought to not. At least you shouldn't be ashamed of it, right? And if you've got a car that you're ashamed of, hey, get to Frontier. Go look at some cars. See what you might be able to buy. Ask them some questions. But really, I mean, you should be able to enjoy your car. You deserve it. So at Frontier, they've got a great selection of good quality used vehicles, cars that are a year to maybe 4 years at most old and 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles. They're going to warranty them to 10 years or 100,000 miles. But the key there is a lot of different options, a lot of different things. Find a car that you can really enjoy. Enjoy driving and like being in it while you're listening to me. It should be a good thing. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
We Care Home Hotline, Woody here.
Woody, my sink's clogged. Think I got a baby gator stuck in the pipes? I hear that can happen.
Try this. Put your finger in the drain.
Okay.
Do you still have a finger?
I mean, yeah, sure do.
Probably just a hair clog then. A We Care Plumber's on the way. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like We Care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your plumbing repairs online at wecareheatandair.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Tune in today at 9:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Alex Jackson, pharmacist at Jackson Pace Pharmacy, will share valuable information on choices you may not realize are available to you when choosing your pharmacy. As Pensacola's longest-standing independent pharmacy, family-owned and operated, the team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy provides expert guidance and works with your insurance plan. Call in or text your questions for Alex Jackson with Jackson Pace Pharmacy today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
I was thinking a little bit more about John. I told you I had somebody text in, and it legitimately didn't know the Beach Boys or Brian Wilson,
right?
Who passed away yesterday at the age of 82. And I'm, you know, my first thought was, oh my God, you know? But then I'm like, oh, how sad. You know, for all of the great music.
But guess what? We're introducing them to the music right now.
That's right. So there you go. That's our gift. And, you know, Thanks, Spicoli is the perfect introduction of that song.
Oh, that was perfect. I even told you that. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
8:21 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. Tragic news out of India today. Apparently no survivors after that airplane crash in Ahmedabad. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was bound for London. 242 people on board when it crashed into a hostel that was near the airport. The NTSB is leading a team of U.S. investigators that are headed to India to look into what happened.
Yeah, we've seen some of the video. There was a giant explosion. I mean, fresh on takeoff, it would have been full of fuel. John, say you say it looks like it either lost power or had too much weight or some combination
one of the two because
trying
the pilot
to climb.
He you could see he was pitched up, but then he just started, you know,
just
he tried
felt like
it
a
just
brick.
Yeah, it glided down.
That's horrible.
And he tried the best he could.
And then the explosion was enormous.
Oh,
so
yes. And there's video out there.
You know nobody survived. There's no way anybody survived. And it's a very densely populated area right off the end of the runway. And so, as you said, David, it ran into a hostel, and so there would probably have been people
several
there.
Several buildings.
Yeah, and the size of the explosion makes me think that there almost certainly were collateral.
It's a huge plane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge plane.
I'm sure there were other people killed in this as well, so I'm sure they're figuring that all out, and they're in, you know, rescue right now. So
absolutely. And I believe this is the first time there's ever been a 787 crash.
Yeah, it's a very new plane. What, within a decade or so?
11-year-old airframe, so yeah.
Well, the State Department is ordering all non-essential staff to leave the U.S. embassy in Iraq. Tensions are rising between the U.S. and Iran again. The order came yesterday after Iran threatened to target U.S. military bases in the Middle East. And Bob Dylan and Elton John are among the names paying respect to Brian Wilson. It's been a real joy hearing all that music this morning.
It's so good.
It just makes you feel good when you hear it. But the Beach Boys legend died, as you said, at 82 yesterday. Bob Dylan writing, "Heard the sad news about Brian today and thought about all the years I've been listening to him and admiring his genius." Elton John called him the biggest influence in his songwriting ever.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking about it. David, thanks so much for the update. I was trying to think of what albums I owned by the Beach Boys. And really, I think I don't even think I own one right now. I think what I had was a cassette as a kid, like Beach Boys Greatest Hits or something like that. And so this is definitely, I need to go back and listen to the original albums and hear them as they were created. And it makes me want to, because talk about the power of a band to influence your awareness. If I know all these songs and I've never even owned but the Greatest Hits, right? You know, I mean, that's pretty amazing that I would know all of these songs purely through radio. That's the only way I would have known them other than owning them, which I didn't own them. So
Power of music.
That's exactly right. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy Petronas is displeased with the governor of the great state of Florida because there is still no CFO. Can you? Oh, man. Look, I give Governor DeSantis his due respect. Management of COVID, management generally of higher ed. I mean, I was just listening to the confirmation hearings for Dr. Ono from University of Michigan, who they declined. But, you know, it was a very, very interesting hearing. And one of the things that has become clear to me is that, you know, when Florida came out against DEI in higher education and came out with its educational reforms, like a post-tenure review, for example, the whole world, basically the whole, you know, universe of education looked at us like we were, you know, crazy, ridiculous ideologues. They're all now doing this. They're all now doing these things. And I mean, DEI is dying in the blue world too, not just the red world. You know, like Michigan got rid of theirs, like all of this. So credit to him where he gets it right. And he's gotten it right on a lot of things. His administration, DeSantis' administration, is terrible at filling vacancies. I mean, just terrible at it. Like, they always take forever. Think of how long it took us to get a county commissioner for District 4, how long it took us to get a ECUA board member when Alvin McCorvey died, District 3. It's just, it's bad. And now we don't have a CFO. So, I mean, like, who's signing the checks? Is it the borrowed Biden auto pen? I mean, you know, I don't even know. But it's not good. It's not the way it's supposed to be operating, you know. Got Amy Klobuchar signing these checks. Anyway, so just it's bad. But yeah, the DeSantis administration, we do not have a CFO. And Jimmy Petronas says, it's been over 4 months since we've had the vacancy at CFO of the state of Florida. And I know this. I watched every single dollar. I can audit every single transaction. I can question any finances anywhere in the state if it's taxpayer related. Without a CFO in place, this is a quote from Jimmy Petronas in Florida Today. Who in the hell is doing the business of the people?
Wow. That was a quote.
Talking to, you know, Matt Gaetz on his podcast with OAN. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. It's not like you can just go without a CFO, but we don't have one. You know, haven't had one since, what, April 1st? I mean, that's a long time. The Constitution specifically states that the only person who can sign checks is the CFO of the state of Florida. They got a couple of friendly attorneys who have found some way to find comfort language in allowing essentially an auto pen to sign the checks for the state of Florida, he says. So, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, this needs to be solved. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 9 Mile are all flowing smoothly this morning. John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Very good. John, did you ever get into the, you know, you're old enough to remember this, the years and years and years where we had rumored that we would get like the Mueller Sky Car.
Oh, you
know,
yes.
The flying car. You'd be able to, you know, it's $300,000 for a car with 8 fans or 4, you know, whatever, okay? And it never really materialized.
No.
It just, it was the kind of thing like you thought it was coming out next year and then next year and then next year or something like
still
it would come
waiting.
Out. And it still to this day has not really come out. Oh, but wait.
Oh, but wait, there's more?
I have a thing. How about you can't get a Mueller Sky Car, but maybe the flying motorcycle?
Yeah.
That works at 124 miles an hour without touching the ground.
Let's do it.
And when you sit on it, okay, it's the Volonaut air bike, a jet-powered flying bike developed by Polish entrepreneur Thomas Patan, turning this vision into reality. Top speed 124, what is it in kilometers? And a frame 7 times lighter than typical motorcycle. I'm gonna ask you what it looks like, John. What does that look like to you? What movie does that look like to you?
Oh, I can't think of it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's the Star Wars. Looks like the Star Wars from The Empire Strikes Back.
No, not Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
There you go.
The Ewoks, you know, during the scene
it's
with
too
the Ewoks.
Too late for you. Turn your mic off. So, yeah, they actually, some of the promotional materials, he's dressed up as a stormtrooper riding it.
I want one.
Which is pretty, 120 miles an hour through a forest, you're dying.
Yeah, quickly. I mean, have you seen the movie? They splat right into a tree.
That's right.
Don't want to ruin it for
you. Don't hit the Ewoks. Okay, so it features a proprietary stabilization system enhanced by a flight computer, which automatically maintains hover and provides ease of control for the rider. You know, I'll let a few hundred other people try it first.
No. No, we need to be the first.
Oh, that's never happening.
Why?
You want to be a name on a wall or you want to be pushing buttons on my board?
Well, I mean, we could do both.
Maybe not. So Let's see. Approximately 7 times lighter than an average motorcycle. 3D printed parts, carbon fiber frame, 86 pounds without a rider.
Wow.
86 pounds? I mean, you could just about carry that into work with you. 86 pounds is not very heavy. 600 pounds for a normal motorcycle, so featherweight construction makes the air bike nimble and efficient in the air. That means that if I climb on board, I am like more than the majority of the weight.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, the bike itself is only a third of the total weight involved. That's weird to think about.
What's the propulsion?
I don't know. It's, you know, probably works on, you know, vegetable oil and old scraps. It's got the...
used vegetable oil, yeah.
It's like the DeLorean, you know?
Oh, yes.
It probably runs on ordinary items, right? That's how we make it work. No, I don't even know. I don't want to know. What do you think the cost is going to be? They don't have it priced yet.
Oh, it's going to be $500,000, $1 million.
I bet.
Until they get it.
No,
the money back.
I bet this is, I mean, honestly, I think like $60,000. It looks like it won't be expensive to me. I'm just saying, you know, I could be wrong. Oh, I said the I'm just saying phrase.
I know.
I can't believe I said it out loud.
I'm Therese Crowley. Disaster rains from the sky. Air India Flight 171, bound for London with 244 passengers aboard, went down shortly after takeoff, now embedded in a city building with its tail sticking out in Ahmedabad, India. Police say no apparent survivors, some 30 casualties on the ground. Boeing rushing a team to support the Dreamliner 787 crash. President Trump posting Los Angeles was safe and sound for the last two nights. A great National Guard with a little help from Marines put the L.A. police in a position to effectively do their job, but without them, L.A. would be a crime scene. A late night for the president, booed and cheered at the Kennedy Center opening of Les Mis last night. Wholesale inflation came in cooler than expected in May, echoing the CPI up just 0.1% or 2.6% for the year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is 76 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. We'll get more on our weather forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. The future of rental electric scooters in Pensacola may be in question. The city's contract with VO, the sole provider for those scooters since 2022, is set to expire later on this year. Mayor D.C. Reeves is gathering resident feedback on the program's impact. Of course, there have been some longstanding concerns about safety and rule compliance with the scooters. City officials say adults have been renting the scooters for underage riders and say the scooters have really been used more for downtown recreation than as a reliable transportation option. Again, the city gathering community input before they decide whether to sign a contract extension. A 35-year-old Pensacola man is accused of luring a boy over social media, then sexually battering him. Police say Rashad Subhan was arrested Friday on multiple charges. He's accused of lying about his age on social media, then luring a minor to meet up with him for sex. Subhan allegedly picked that minor up in his vehicle. The boy said that during their encounter, he had performed actions that were against his will. Subhan faces a litany of charges, including lewd and lascivious battery on a victim between 12 and 16, as well as several charges related to using a phone or a computer to lure the boy. Subhan is being held on $150,000 bond. We've got an update on that mobile home fire on Navy Boulevard earlier this week. Officials now say that fire was caused by an electrical issue. It burned on Tuesday evening. Officials say the damage was limited to mostly the kitchen and bedroom areas, but it's still going to need extensive repairs before the resident can move back in. The good news there was no injuries were reported. Immigration enforcement operations are continuing in Alabama. 9 people were arrested yesterday in the Mobile area, and that follows 15 arrests earlier this week in Baldwin County. The operations were carried out by a task force comprised of federal agents from several agencies, including the FBI, Homeland Security, ATF, DEA, Border Patrol, the U.S. Marshals, and other agencies. The Molino Library is hosting the Food Trucks for Birds event at 11 o'clock this morning. That focuses on Florida's native bird populations and their migration patterns. The event aims to empower residents to create sustainable gardens with native plants, supporting resident and migratory birds. Attendees will learn from the program's founder about landscape planning that they say would encourage local bird health.
Manny Diaz Jr. is set to receive a $643,000 salary as the interim president for the University of West Florida. Now, that salary is still pending approval by the Board of Trustees. They'll be voting on that at their meeting here today. The salary is approximately double his current earnings as Florida's Commissioner of Education and about $107,000 more than outgoing president Dr. Martha Saunders. Diaz's contract would also include allowances for automobile use, housing, and relocation expenses, but there's no performance incentives because the interim term would only be for 1 year. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Even Highway 90 and 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We do have about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 50% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Keeping that rain chance around on Saturday with a 60% chance of rain and a high near 88 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now today. The stock market is down at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow's down 231 points, 42,634. S&P down 16.5 points, 6,604 right now. NASDAQ is down 45.5 points at 19,570. 10-year bond rate down a bit at 4.365% today. Gold prices are up 56.30 at 3,400 even. Silver prices down 9 cents at 36.16. And crypto down across the board. Bitcoin down just about 1,800 now at 106.899. Ethereum's down 66. Solana's down just under $5. Dogecoin down a little less than a cent right now. XRP down a nickel as well. Analysts were about right on the money when it comes to the number of Americans filing first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reported receiving 248,000 initial claims for the week ending June 7th. That would be unchanged from the previous week's revised total. The White House says President Trump is going over the proposed trade deal with China. Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said the president is happy with the work his trade team has done and, quote, what the president heard, he liked. Leavitt said that China has agreed to open their markets and will supply U.S. with critical rare earth minerals. Online financial services company Chime is pricing its IPO at $27 a share, valuing the company at $11.6 billion. The company raised about $700 million through the IPO. Stock begins trading today on the NASDAQ. Chime offers no-fee banking services and gets most of its revenue from interchange fees. It is 8:37, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Where should the dogs go? That's my question of the day. Where should the dogs go? And by go, I mean, you know, poop and pee. 437-1620. You're out walking your dog. Okay. Right. Should you let the dogs go on the neighbor grass? Should the dogs go in the street? Should they hold it till they get home to your yard? Where should the dogs go? 437-1620. Do you have a dog, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
What kind of dog? English
bulldog?
English bulldog. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you paid a lot for your dog.
The best kind of dog.
I love her. She's awesome. It's an amazing personality.
I mean, it's great, except that it's like the Georgia mascot, but whatever.
I know.
No dogs. What can I say? Class will
Meg
tell.
Meg is a massive Georgia fan.
I always knew John was a classy guy.
There you go. All right. So you're out walking your dog. And I'm taking for granted that if it's a two, you pick it up. You clean it up. You can't really pick up number one. But where do you let your dog go when you're walking them? 437-1620. My wife had this conversation because we walk our dogs all the time, right? And we, you know, what is it that nobody would get upset about, you know? Of course, in this world, there's nothing that nobody gets upset about. But
you can't please everybody.
Yeah. So, John, yes. What's your practice?
When we're walking, she just goes when she needs to. But I have bags to clean up number two.
Sure.
Number one is just it helps the grass grow.
It actually kills the grass.
I know, but shh. Don't tell her that.
So you let her go in the neighbor yard.
Well, she's got to go. She's got to go, man.
All right, that's one
answer.
I'm
not gonna have her hold it. Because
you see the little signs, you know. No, nothing here. What there was a phrase somebody used for it. I'm trying to think. It was like poo graffiti or something like that. It was funny. I can't remember it now. But anyway, so you're just wherever they need to go.
Well, yeah, she's got to relieve herself. I mean,
okay, all right. Meg, 437-1620. This is the HOA question, right?
So. Yeah. Well, coming from the girl who cleans out her coffee cup every day.
Oh, interesting. All right, let's see where this goes.
Well, I just try to be respectful. I mean, I walk my dog, and I have a pooper scooper and bag. So anything that's done in that respect is always picked up. I'm like neurotic about that. Mm-hmm. And then as far as number one, you know, I'm gonna, you know, telephone poles, trees, that kind of thing. But if it's somebody's yard, I'm not going to let them go up into the middle of somebody's yard.
Well, no, I mean,
so it's okay to kill the grass on the edge of the yard. You just don't want to kill the grass in the middle.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, yes. I would say, yeah.
All right.
A tight leash.
I am not the person to put up a sign, but we specifically don't let the dogs go on anybody's yard.
Okay.
Period. Because it's bad for the grass. And we don't want to do that to other people. We know that other people do not share this same restraint.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, where it comes in, where I started thinking about it is, like, I sometimes like to walk outside barefoot. And if people are letting their dogs do whatever, you know, I mean, look, I know there's foxes and there's rabbits and there's deer and there's
cats
and
stray cats.
Right. I mean, you know, so I understand the world is what it is. It's fine. But we don't let them go on other people's yards ever. In fact, it's funny. Our dogs mostly just go in the street. Mostly. And then we pick it up. Of course, then that has its own problems because you can't necessarily get it all the time. You know, you try, but you can't get it all. But as opposed to going in somebody's yard. Now, if there's like a common area where there's grass and that's not a person's yard, that's doesn't seem so wrong to me. But, you know, because it's like there's actually an area where everybody lets their dogs go, and it's by where there's a dog bin, you know, kind of mm-hmm. thing. So
yeah,
it's kind of meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of our view of it is, you know, it's not good.
I when I think about it, because I had a backyard when I had my dog, so that mm-hmm. made it a lot easier, number one. And then I would take them to the dog park or somewhere where it's kind of okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really walk the dog as much in my neighborhood particularly.
Well, I know for us, it's also kind of a, like, we know it's weird on the street. Like, I'm sure when people see our dogs go on the street, they're like, well, that's unusual. But this is why. Is precisely because of not then being on somebody else's grass. So,
how big are your dogs?
Oh, we have 2 minute toy. I mean, 9-10 pound Australian shepherds.
Because I had a little dog, so I don't know that there was that much damage done. It really depends on the size.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20 I'm curious what you think about the appropriateness of it is, and you know, we'll take your text here in just a second. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John,
brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I was trying to look to find that particular phrase that I saw on a sign for the dogs, but I cannot find it in my photos, so couldn't be fast enough. All right, hey, if you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want one that's more or less dog friendly. I mean, I don't know, everybody has different desires. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll help you with that project, whatever it is. You want a backyard, you want fence, you know, you want to move up, you want to move down in terms of size. You know, sometimes at different stages of life, starting kids, you know, towards the end of having a family, you want to move to the beach, away from the beach, whatever, they can help. And, you know, one of the things that I always say about her is she's really great at solving problems and learning how to solve them even better. One of the things she loves working with is military folks. Permanent change of station is a common problem. Of course, you have to deal with it. And, you know, if you've got somebody who's moving here or you're moving away and you need to sell, I mean, no problem. She actually tells me about a story one time. She was working with a couple that were deployed to Japan, needed to buy a home here because they're, you know, coming back to Pensacola. And she dealt with them over social media and, like, you know, just phone calls and Zoom calls. And basically the first time they saw their house was when she gave them the keys and opened the door for them. First time they met her, too, in person. So working remotely with folks, no problem. She does it all the time. And, you know, that's true whether she's dealing with estate sales or divorces or anything that's a little bit complicated or a lot complicated, is she'll figure out how to do it, and she'll figure out how to do it better and, you know, do it as well as it can possibly be done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, the question of the day is, where should the dogs go? When you walk your dogs, where do you let them go? Because, you know, a lot of people really do not want you on their grass. It's a little bit like trespassing. It's paw passing or something. And they don't want your stuff on their grass, as the signs show. Is it consent if they don't put up a sign telling you no? Again, most people, I think, believe that it's okay to let them go in a neighbor's yard. We don't, because we know that it makes people irritated, and so we just, it's in the street. But I'm just curious, you know, what everybody does. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 one person texts in here, where do dogs go on the cat?
Oh, my goodness.
No. No.
Somebody says, it does not matter where the dogs go, and then in all caps, just pick it up when finished. Amen. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was still totally baffled. Bobby Burkett, remember we played the clip? Santa Rosa County Commissioner, he said that people will walk the dog along the perimeter like Spencer Field, and they will pick it up and then just leave the bag on the sidewalk.
No.
I heard about that. Yeah.
What in the actual nonsense is that? Oh, my God.
What's the point?
You know, just, well, you know, somebody will pick it up. No, you pick. So anyway, let's see. Somebody says off the walking path in the road right of way and clean it up after. Okay, so that's interesting, because the right of way is where you could, like, park a car. It's where the electrical wires or the, you know, the county or the city has access to. That's an interesting kind of middle ground, right? Because you're on a right of way. Maybe you could say that. Let's see. Actually, number one with female dogs, can kill the grass if it's used all the time. That's right. Yeah, it's bad for the grass. Somebody else says, I always let them go in the HOA president's yard.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Hey, wait a second. I was HOA president for a few years. Wait.
That explains
it.
Yep. That's great. I do not endorse this answer, but I do think it's funny. Let's see. Yes, thank you, Andrew. No dogs here for a reason, and we hate when others allow their dogs to do it on our grass. Yeah, I get that. And then what do you do with the poop bag? No, that's a good question. So if we're coming to our house, it's thrown in the trash. Or if there's a receptacle, you throw it in there. But you don't just a question for a different day would be. I won't even get you thinking about it. I'll just remember it. It's a good one. I'll make a note.
That scares me.
No, you'll like it.
Okay.
Somebody says, I carry a trash bag when walking my two Great Danes. Never let them, number one, in someone's lawn. It's about a gallon.
See, those
are horses.
Point, to my point.
Right.
Those are big horses.
Little dogs, little problems.
That's right.
Is this the one context where I could actually say I've got 99 problems, but ain't one? I'm not going to say it. Anyway, okay. Andrew doesn't have dogs. He has rats.
Oh.
This is from the owner of 2 100-pound pups of love. If you can ride your dog, it's a horse. Let's see. Somebody here says, I have a 120-pound Airedale Terrier. Oh, my God. He goes on the easement only. Oh, good for you. And we pick it up because I wouldn't want to trip over anything.
Oh, my goodness.
I stubbed my toe. What on? Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Your road to summer adventure starts with outstanding offers on new Subarus from Anderson Subaru. Get 3.9 for 72 on Outbacks and 3.9 for 48 on Foresters, or 2.9 for 48 on Crosstrek. Love is out there this summer. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Summer's here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those DIY projects. At the Pensacola Habitat Restore, you'll find unbeatable deals on furniture, home goods, tools, and more. Whether you're upcycling, redecorating, or just hunting for that perfect piece, they've got what you need at prices that won't break the bank. Plus, every purchase helps build affordable homes right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Swing by the Restore Tuesday through Saturday at 9th Avenue and Creighton Road, and let your summer project begin.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, a lot of guys your age are running, sir. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm 25.
But I'm saying it's never too late.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served. Bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
You know, it always bothered me a little bit in that song that line doesn't rhyme. I love the, okay, all right. I got double singing going on here, so. You know, it's a reminder. It is a reminder of how great the music is. Of course, Brian Wilson passed away yesterday, the Beach Boys, and.
Serving USA.
And, listening to it again, it's like rediscovering something that I used to love that I just haven't listened to much in a long time. So,
the music was great.
Oh, it's so good.
I had the Endless Summer album.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So one of the things I want to talk with you about this hour, and I completely, things just slipped my mind, you know, because we covered it once and then I forget we need to remind people. Today is the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting where they're voting on all those tax issues.
I know.
Happy days. So there's four on the agenda for today, and there's an additional one that's coming in the future. Now, none of these, well, actually one, the MSBU for the fire, that is actually a vote on an amount today. Then, and I think most people, that one will probably vote yes. I would think we'll vote yes 5-0, and I don't think you can really be upset about that one. That makes sense. But the other four, and if you hadn't heard this, I don't mean to give you a heart attack early in the morning, but there are four different tax or taxing issues that Santa Rosa County is taking up in the near future. Like I said, the fifth one is they're voting on today is for the fire service. The first one is already in place. It's to allow an MSTU on your property taxes. That's a specific taxing benefit that would go to the sheriff. That's already been voted in back in 2019. Is that right? It's just never been used. It's a placeholder. You have to have the legal authority to implement it. Now, in it's the write-up says up to one mil, which is up to 10 mils, which is 1%. It's not going to be that high. But then there are two more that they're voting to enact today. They won't have actual amounts until they do the budget meetings in 2 weeks. That one is for public safety, non-sheriff public safety, and the other one is for roads, okay? And the way this is supposed to work is that the sheriff's one and the public safety one are supposed to be offsets. So you figure out the budget for the sheriff, you put it into an MSTU, that way the money is dedicated to that, and you take that off the general millage. So that's supposed to be an even trade. Same thing for public safety. On the other hand, the one for roads is at least potentially going to be a tax increase because the theory is you need more money for infrastructure, and maybe people will be okay with it if at least they know it's going to go for infrastructure. This is kind of an alternate plan from having a local option sales tax or from even having impact fees of a certain sort, right? This is the idea is to raise money this way, but it is a property tax increase, at least most likely. There is also an MSBU for stormwater mitigation, and the idea here is you've got all these subdivisions around Santa Rosa County, and maintaining their stormwater ponds and keeping them in functioning order and all of that costs money. Let's see if we can't find somebody to outside contract to do that work, figure out what the cost would be, divide it by the houses in the north end or the south end. There's two different MSBUs here, and then basically bill those homeowners on their property tax for that. Again, theoretically, you would offset that from the general fund, but unclear whether that's going to be a straight-up tax increase or an offset. So those are, like I said, you know, five non-negligible tax issues that are going to be on discussion today at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting that just started about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. I was about to ask what time that started.
Yeah, just started. So they're probably I need to check in and see if they're there was nobody on Monday. I mean, it wasn't a big deal on Monday. Just again, pro forma, they whipped it through. So I'm curious if there's more people there today. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still reporting no accidents right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. 98-90 Highway 29. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Tap dance for 2 seconds. Let me... That's Kerry Smith talking. I'm kind of curious to see...
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. This is doing a mediocre job. They got some awards. These are kids. I've just taken a quick look through the video to see if it looks like there's a lot of people there to discuss this today. I don't see a lot, but I wonder if it's just because people aren't aware or it's just the placeholder. It's not the amount. Oh, man, when they start talking about tax amounts, there better be some very clear public messaging about this, I would think. And it's not that they've hidden it. It's just that not everybody knows. I haven't seen a lot of articles about this. In fact, I'm not sure anybody's been reporting on this except maybe I missed it. Santa Rosa sources maybe as well. I don't want to discredit them. I just haven't looked. Hey, if you are an employer and you've got employee benefits that you got to manage, like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that, Torgerson Causey. I mean, look, if things are going great, you love what you're doing, your employees are happy, I mean, okay, don't fix it. That's fine. It's not broken. But if you wonder, is there a way to do it better? Could you save money, offer different plans? Give Torgerson Causey a call. They'll come and look at what you're doing and see if they can do it better. And if they can't, they'll tell you that. But if they can, then maybe you go that direction. I know we have been using them for about 4 years here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they're great. I mean, they save us money. They give us plans we didn't have access to before, and they do much better customer service than we ever had. They're not miracle workers. They can't, you know, they're brokers, okay? So, you know, they can't invent a marketplace that doesn't exist. But I always have the confidence of knowing that out of all the junk that is available, we have the best of it. And I appreciate that because ever since a certain someone messed up all the insurance in America, I have an opinion. I appreciate what Torgerson Causey does to make it better or as good as it can be for us. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 858 News Radio 92.3, the Southern Baptist Convention voted overwhelmingly to reject gay marriage. One of the few remaining denominations that has actually consistently taken that stance on, you know, what is and what is not marriage. They have been meeting at their annual convention and, very decisive vote on this. Of course, many other denominations have gone in different ways on this question. So, you know, but if anybody's going to maintain, it's going to be the Catholics and the Southern Baptists, basically, right? That's sometimes feels like that's all who's left in that camp. But delegates voted. There was a call for a reversal. Delegates in the National Convention meeting voted overwhelmingly to endorse a ban on same-sex marriage, including a call to reverse the Obergefell decision, the Supreme Court decision, the 10-year-old precedent, and a call for legislators to curtail sports betting and to support policies that promote childbearing. Interesting collage of things. Of course, they always take up a lot of different issues. The resolution says legislators have a duty to pass laws that reflect the truth of creation and natural law about marriage, sex, human life, and family, and to oppose laws contradicting, quote, what God has made plain through nature and scripture, along with the biological reality of male and female, not a surprise there, and opposing any law or policy that compels people to speak falsehoods about sex and gender.